I am in a somber mood.
Let me guess. It's because that race was rather dull.
Yes, but no.
Oh.
It's because Liam Lawson finds himself back in a racing bull. And I think that there needs to be some sort of punishment for Red Bull. Because frankly, this is just outrageous.
How about a car that isn't that fast?
Well.
When did you become such a big Lawson fan?
The same time you became a Lawson hater.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Moment of silence for Liam Lawson, because Tsunoda came into this weekend arrogantly saying he thinks he can get a podium and he's in 12th. Mm. Well done.
Although, still a lot higher than Lawson ended up in the first races.
He's been racing in Formula 1 since 2021, though. Like it's 2025. Yeah. It's 4 years of experience and he's still out of the points.
Hadger's in 8th place. I'll give it 3 weeks and he's going to be in a Red Bull.
Yeah.
And guess what? He'll be finishing outside of the point suddenly. I just think it is absolutely outrageous that they only gave him 2 races, one of which was a chaotic wet race for the season opener to prove himself. And then they were just like, no, okay, out.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't spoken about this before because it's come out days after the Chinese Grand Prix. I don't know, Red Bull be out here just doing strange things. I think it's more of them putting a right wrong. No. I think it's...
I agree. I think it's putting a right wrong too.
No. Whoa. I think it's more putting a right wrong. No. Yeah,
I know. God.
No. Oh, see, my God. Your mouth is sabotaging me. No, that's not what I mean.
That's what your heart feels. Just
hey,
accept
no,
it.
No. I don't. My brain and my mouth are at odds here. It's putting a light... Oh, my God. What am I trying to say? It's putting a right wrong... Why am I saying what? Oh my God. Being a light wrong. A light wrong. Oh my. No. Wrong. Right. Is that right? Yes, it's right. It's putting a right wrong.
Yes, it's putting a right wrong.
What am I doing? What the hell?
For the listeners, Izzy has stood up from a amount of shock and not being able to speak. Moving on.
No, let me say this. It's putting a light.
Izzy has left the building.
She's done a mic drop. Walked. She's done a mic drop. Walked over to the window and just stared out the window. You ready to pick up your mic?
If I say put a right wrong, I'm going to scream. I think... Just what the fuck are you all trying to say?
Change the sentence, paraphrase.
Yeah. Okay, Reem, by this point, I can't see the point. I can't remember the bloody point. I don't know. Over to you. I don't know.
As Izzy was saying, it's putting a right wrong.
Boo!
Because they've got... Because Lawson had earned that seat. He was... trying. He had 2 races. That's not enough time. At what point do we look at management and think, okay, well, you've been flopping for long enough. Get out.
But I mean, Tsunoda was doing better than him. He wasn't doing great.
No, but he was still doing better. No, not accepting it. Tsunoda was doing better than him because Tsunoda was in a better car, in the sister car. But what have we seen in this Grand Prix? Max manages pole position. Tsunoda is out in Q2.
Yeah, but
Max manages to win the race. Tsunoda doesn't get any points. Now what?
But he still made it.
Hadjar got points. Hadjar got up to Q3. Is he going to be in a Red Bull in 3 weeks' time?
Hadjar is a queen.
Tsunoda didn't do amazing, but he still did better than Lawson in the first 2 races in a Red Bull car.
No, he wasn't in a Red Bull car. He was in a Racing Bulls car.
Tsunoda.
Yes, he was in Racing Bulls.
To say it's not a Red Bull car is factually that what you said is incorrect. He's not in a Williams, is he? He's in Racing Bulls.
But at the Japanese Grand Prix, was he not in a Red Bull?
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
He said in the first 2 races.
But I mean, he did better in his first race in the Red Bull seat compared to Lawson.
I don't think we should count Australia though, is the point. Like, Australia.
But what about China?
He got damaged, didn't he?
Emotional, yes.
No, Tsunoda came like last in China because Lawson didn't do that well
in the Racing Bulls car at the Chinese Grand Prix.
He wasn't in a Racing Bulls car at the Chinese Grand Prix.
In the Yeah, he was.
Lawson was in Red Bull.
Oh, wait, I'm getting confused. Okay, Lawson didn't do well in the Red Bull seat at the Chinese Grand Prix.
And Tsunoda didn't do well in the Racing Bull seat in the Chinese Grand Prix.
But my point is, Lawson in the Red Bull seat for the first two races, not counting Australia because Australia was the whole weather situation. Mm-hmm. In the second race, the Chinese Grand Prix, he still only made it to, was it like 19th or 20th, right? Was it?
The more you talk, the least amount of sense is coming out of you.
Yeah. You're trying to say that Tsunoda did better in the Red Bull seat in this one race than Lawson has done in the Red Bull seat in his races.
Yes. Which makes me think that was the correct decision for them to switch.
No, because Tsunoda has been racing in Formula One for years.
But that's exactly the point. They shouldn't have put Lawson in the Red Bull seat to begin with because he doesn't have the experience.
Or if you're going to do it, you actually give the driver time to learn.
But Red Bull doesn't do
that. The same way that, yes, Lawson hasn't done great in this seat. It's his first time driving it. He hasn't had a race in this seat. So you can't say that this is representative of his performance because he hasn't driven this car before.
But I mean, if Red Bull is not going to invest time and resources into the second seat because they don't care about that, they only care about Max, at the very least, what they should have done was put Tsunoda in that seat from the very beginning rather than Lawson, because even if it's shit, Tsunoda would still ended up making it better than
I
Lawson
agree,
did.
And that's the point that Iz was making when she was trying to say they put a wrong right.
Yeah, I've been hella quiet since I've embarrassed myself. I'm just letting you two talk.
They have put a wrong right. Tsunoda should have had that seat.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they didn't give him that seat. So they then need to accept the fact that they put Lawson in that seat and they need to deal with the fact that Lawson needs time to get used to driving in that seat. You can't just swap someone out after two races. It's embarrassing for Lawson. Mm-hmm. It's going to be demotivating for Lawson. And it's just a really bad look. And frankly, it shows that they have no idea how to run a team.
I think if Lawson was in any other team and that had happened, his reputation would be a lot more damaged than this happening with Red Bull.
I don't think any other team on the grid would have done the same thing though.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think that the reasonings that came out of the team in the form of Christian Horner and Helmut Marko, I thought it was horrific because they basically said, oh, for Liam, we're doing the right thing, the kind thing. That's not a kind thing to do.
No.
Because they're basically saying, oh, we don't want to completely break his confidence. But you already have. He's had to come to Japan and he's having to go back down to a demoted seat. It's still a great seat. And currently, it's a much easier car to drive.
Formula One.
Yeah, so he's got a drive that currently is easier to handle than the actual top team that they're the sister team to. However, it's a fall from grace. It's a very big public humiliation. It was a huge talking point coming into this weekend, coupled with the fact that obviously Red Bull have a partnership with Honda that will be ending this year before we change the regulations and they will become Red Bull powertrains doing their own engine. So having a Japanese driver on their lineup coming into the Japanese Grand Prix with their engines supplier and partner that is Japanese, Honda wanted them to take on Yuki Tsunoda when that seat was vacant before they chose Liam Lawson, and they kind of gave some money to kind of get him in there, and they were like, no, we see the future in Liam. And then suddenly Honda were like, hey, that guy's not performing, we'll give you some money and you get Yuki in. And suddenly they did it. So Yuki did great in the free practices, not as great in the race, must be said, but well done to the pair of them, both Yuki and Lawson, aside from opinions of if we think that they're trash or not. Yuki having to get up to speed, did a lot of work in the simulator, said that it was very different to, you know, actually driving in the car. And that was his first full race distance in a Red Bull. And similarly, Lawson getting his head straight, having to recognise, okay, I've got to, when the helmet, you know, the visor comes down, I'm going to go racing. And he did do that.
Yeah.
He didn't have a paddy or anything like that. He got on with racing. So the whole ordeal has been very public and it's been the main thing coming into this race weekend. I personally think that it's more about management and their missteps than it is about the drivers, but it gets pushed onto the drivers far too much.
Yeah. My point is why I don't think his reputation would be as damaged as it would have been if it was another team, and I agree no other team would do that, is because I think there's like a general understanding with fans as well as even within the teams and the drivers.
This is just Red Bull fuckery.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's Red Bull's fault and management's fault, and they know that the second seat will never get as much attention as the first one. So with Liam being demoted to Racing Bulls, that everyone kind of understands that it's not his fault. Mm. He's still a good driver. It's just...
At what point do we start trading out management then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should have happened when Horny Horny situation happened, yes. But they haven't done it.
Well, he's going to court next year, so... Ooh. Maybe he'll be trading in his pit wall for a
court episode for the Grand Prix Spot Park.
What?
Court episode for the Grand Prix podcast is what I meant to say. But I said podcast.
You're so shocked you went silent. I didn't know you could do that.
The 5 a.m. is hitting.
Yeah, legit.
What I will say, though, is that when Yuki inevitably gets swapped out, with Hajar in 5 races or whatever, whoever is next in that second Red Bull seat needs to come in and be quiet in the press. Stop all of this showboating of, oh, I'm in the seat now and I'm going to show you how it's done. Yuki came into this weekend saying he was going to get a podium. Yuki didn't get a point. So everyone needs to just accept it's a shit seat. You're not going to perform well. Come in quiet. And if you manage to get a point or a podium, cheer then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these people are inherently competitive. So it's in there. They have to have the most self-belief ever. And I mean, for Yuki as well, he went into the winter like very demoralized and very upset about the fact that he got passed over for the opportunity to be in that seat.
Fired his management.
Dramatic. Love it. But but I noticed from how he was talking to his engineer during free practices and stuff, a much very different sort of Yuki. Less shouty-shouty, more feedy-backy. So I didn't like that. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I actually hated that. But I wonder if for Yuki, he's had this period of this winter where he's basically been like, I need to come in hungry. I need to go and get those points. It will be a bit of a difficult headspace to be in now because he's like, oh my God, I got what I wanted. And I've now finished the race with no points. He seemed like he was like not too upset with his performance. It wasn't an awful performance. It's light years away from where Red Bull need them to be currently. And this situation has only worsened as they don't have the most dominant car on the grid. It was always going
to
happen.
To your point about the radio messaging, I think maybe Helmut Marko went over to him before the race and said, oi, fucking behave over the radio or you'll be out as quick as Lawson.
I honestly, by this point, I don't feel like anyone needed to tell him that. He's like, yikes. He's long like, and I'm gone.
I finally got it. I am going to be on my best behavior.
He was just lucky, you know.
Max, do you need me to shine your helmet for it?
Yeah, I'll legit. That's ew.
Should we talk about Max?
What about him? He won.
Yeah. Can we agree that whenever Max wins a race, it ends up being the most boring race to sit through?
No, we can't. No, because we haven't got the data or any facts
well,
around
the that. Data is that any time I've watched a race with both of you where Max has won has been boring.
That's because you were watching passively during a very Red Bull, specifically Max dominant period. But there have been races where Max has won, where the races have been very entertaining.
And I was watching actively today and I hated it. I almost fell asleep.
Okay, we can't claim that. You can independently. This podcast is not claiming that. So
once again, this podcast does not represent Reem's views.
Yes. Okay, no, because here's my problem with you, yeah? Because I love that you're getting into the sport, but you've brought up a talking point that is not a talking point.
And he then won. Left us.
Yeah, he won, boring. Next, that's all you've given.
It's great that Max is winning, and I guess he's now closer to the Drivers' Championship, although we're only 3 races in. But I wonder with Red Bull, when are they going to start actually focusing on constructors? Because they are doing so bad when it comes to that.
Right. The situation isn't as dire as the press and people like us are making it sounding. Because Max showed today that whilst McLaren had the best car, he is still the best driver on the grid because that pole position that he got came literally out of nowhere. Yeah. He pulled that out of thin air. So the race today, albeit McLaren had a bit of a blunder, they were just mucking about, Max was still able to hold on to that pole position and convert it into a win in a car that is not as good as the McLaren.
Yeah.
So they've got a very good car. It's just not as dominant as we've seen it, which means that their fall from grace isn't actually really a fall from grace. Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, Kimi, they'd all happily drive that car if they could. They probably can't, but if they could, they would. So I still think that they have, I'd say, a couple of toes in the Constructors' Championship. Yeah. They just need Yuki to get up to speed, but they also need their development plan to start kicking in. I think they are going to start bringing in some upgrades.